2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Dave and Dejanovic, a new conversation.
All right, here we go.
On KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Is the city of Salt Lake the best place to live in America?
Telling you, talk the guys and I live in the city.
Sing it.
Well, if the Beach Boys wrote a song about us, then we've got to be the best.
Well, a survey from niche.com says, nope. We're not even in the top 10. We're not even in the top 20. We are 48th out of 50, David.
This is crazy. I can't believe you get sucked into these studies every single
time. I do.
They're such garbage.
No.
They're so arbitrary.
No.
48 out of 50. There are a million cities in this country. 48 is great. Like, we should be celebrating it, but you're like, oh, man, only 48 out of 50?
Look, I have not lived here for 32 years, a transplant from another state, to settle at 48. To settle.
And we gotta be top five.
And you're a native, right? You were born and raised here. You've lived in the same cul-de-sac for 46 years. And you're settling on 48? Okay, let me tell you what the survey looked at, and then I'll compare us to other cities, and we're going to take phone calls. We're going to help these surveyors out. We're going to take phone calls about the thing we like best, we love most about Salt Lake City. So here's how they break down these rankings, Dave. They consider your local commute, which if you compare us to like Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah. Outstanding.
Like blink of an eye and you're in downtown, right? Diversity. They look at the age, gender, ethnicity, health and fitness of residents. Can you drive through any neighborhood without seeing like 20 people running and 75 people cycling and 35 people walking their pooches?
Yeah. Everyone on the pickleball courts. Yep.
Oh, I forgot. You're a big pickleball guy. Jobs. They look at the jobs, including employment rates. We've got.
How in the world are we not number one?
Thank you.
This is how you're suckering me into this conversation, Debbie. My goodness.
Thank you.
We have an exceptional commute. We have great health and fitness of our residents. Jobs is a historic. I think we're fourth nationally. Okay. What
look
else?
Look at you.
See, this is what happens. You get me wound up.
Dave and I talking about Salt Lake City falling 48th on a top 50 list of best cities in America to live. I'm the transplant here, was not born, was not raised here, moved here in my early 20s, and I'm the one that's saying, look, we should be much higher on the list. I'm going to tell you why in a moment. Housing costs based on home values. So compared home values and other. But like, look, Washington, D.C. is on this list too. So
yeah, don't talk to me about housing costs when D.C.'s here.
Right, but here's the thing. I think this is where we've lost a lot of ground. It's not the bargain it used to be to buy a house here. Last time we checked, it was like on average, it was like median home price was over $500,000. Home prices are outpacing wages. So I can see where we might have gotten knocked down a few, I don't know, you know, maybe 5 or 6 points for the housing, for our housing costs. But still, 48th out of 50. So here's number 41.
I love how you say we knocked us down some points on a completely and totally arbitrary scale. Okay, go ahead.
Right. Okay, sure. 41 is Washington, D.C. And they get it, got the 41st spot, which is it's a little bit ahead of us because of they have high employment rates and lots of events. I don't argue with that. D.C. is one of my favorite, if not my most favorite city to spend time in. Lots of free events because there's all kinds of stuff that's funded through the federal government that you can go see these museums and everything. It's all free. Tons of events going on. Number 21, Scottsdale, Arizona.
Your hometown?
Great place to retire with 25% of 65 years or older. Lots of shopping and hiking. If you like 125 degrees in the shade, it's great for hiking in the summer.
At what point does it get nice in Scottsdale?
Okay, don't let them lie to you. Don't let them lie to you. It is a good 6 months out of the year. It is May through October where it's hot, hot, hot.
Really?
Don't let them lie to you.
Okay.
All right.
So you got 6 good months.
What's is this Naperville? I'm sorry. I'm not.
No
familiar.
One's ever heard of Naperville, Illinois.
Is it Naperville? It's the best city to raise a family. It's got low crime rates and great schools and fun outdoor activities.
That's Salt Lake.
Put it exactly. We should be number 3.
Yeah.
Cambridge, Massachusetts. Love Massachusetts too. It's a fun place to visit. Job opportunities.
Nice place to visit. Wouldn't want to live there. Okay.
Great restaurants. Major universities. Here's the number one spot. Do we have the drum roll, Dave? The Woodlands, Texas.
Yeah, Woodlands.
Is the word the in front of Woodlands, or did our producers just set me up to make a fool out of myself?
No, Dave, that's in Woodlands, Texas. The Woodlands. But they call it Woodlands.
The Woodlands.
It's not Woodlands. It's
sorry.
Woodlands.
The Woodlands. Okay.
Woodlands, Texas.
Producers confirming that is what the article said. The Woodlands, Texas. Number one spot on best places to live. Great schools, low crime rate. Yeah, because no one's heard of it. Great cost of living, outdoor activities, and restaurants. I don't know what the cost of a home is in Woodlands, Texas. But here's what
free.
The Woodlands. Free.
Like that's what it would take to get me to Woodlands, Texas. Free home.
Here's what they said about Salt Lake City. I think we can help these survey makers out a little bit. Utah's capital city ranks highly for its family-friendly atmosphere. Okay, I'd agree with that. Thanks in part to well-liked public schools. I thought that was kind of an odd.
No. They're not good. They're not bad. But they're well-liked.
Salt Lake City offers a buzzing nightlife, including many restaurants and bars. And
buzzing nightlife? That's how you describe Salt Lake City? Hey, at least you've got a buzzing nightlife.
Prove it. And it's got the NBA. The NBA's Utah Jazz, go Jazz, and the Real Housewives, and a Real Housewives franchise.
We are 2 years into the most garbage series on television, the Real Housewives, that are anything but real of whatever, insert this city.
We can't do better than that.
This is the worst.
Clickbait?
But if you go to niche.com.
I think we should help these survey rankers out, right? Let's give them something to really write about. 801-575-TALK. Look, we are not going to be negative here about Salt Lake. There might be lots of things that make us roll our eyeballs. Like they cannot sync the traffic lights in downtown Salt Lake. That's frustrating. Okay, there's a construction zone
everywhere
around Main Street that I just wish they just sew it up and move on. Okay. Now, let's talk about, just give us one great thing about Salt Lake City that you'd like to see listed in this ranking. One great thing. Hold that thought, Dave. 801-575-TALK, 801-575-TALK. I can see Dave's got a good one. Next.
Dave and Janik.
We're having some fun with a survey that put Salt Lake City number 48 out of 50 for best places to live. I thought it should be a lot higher than that. And they based our ranking on that we have well-liked public schools, a buzzing nightlife, and restaurants, bars, the NBA Jazz. Yay, I love that. And the Real Housewives franchise. Was it Real Housewives of Salt Lake City? But we thought we could help them out, Dave, and give them some more pro tips on how great Salt Lake is.
First of all, stop pretending like you don't DVR the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
I've never watched an episode of it.
It is some spectacular trash TV. I mean, it is terrible television. I'll tell you right now why we're 48 of 50. I just saw pop up on the news channels the national price for gas. Are you ready for this? $4.09. Have you seen $4.09 anywhere? No, because the average cost here in Utah is $4.73. That's why we're 48 out of 50.
I was hoping we could keep this on a positive note and not complain. It's so
easy complaining.
To complain. Let's find something positive that we'd like to publicize to the rest of the world about how great Salt Lake City is. Let's start with your neighbor, Dave. Dave from Kaysville calling Dave from Kaysville. Good morning.
Hidey-ho, neighbor. Hey, I'm that one guy that's right next to the softball field. Could you pick out who I am?
Spalding?
Not Spalding, standing.
There we go. I know some Daves in my life.
Okay, all so right. Give us one great thing about Salt Lake City. What keeps you here?
Yeah. I'm Alan Blackburn's neighbor.
Oh, there we go. Sales guy.
Also. So, this is semi-serious, semi-humorous, probably going to strike a chord. I wish we were 500 or 1,000 on that list.
Yes.
Humor.
Why? Why?
We have a good, can you hear me? We have a good secret here. Don't broadcast it to these blanks from other blanks states that are ruining themselves.
We're getting there.
I'm with Team Dave on this, but on a very serious note, I was in the military overseas, and when I would fly here and see the mountains from the aircraft, I would cry. That's one. I could talk for 3 hours on why I like what the state has to offer. But don't broadcast
them. Don't
let
anybody know.
Let them think this is a dive.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks, Dave's neighbor from Kaysville. Thanks for calling. Let's move to Don from Layton. What's the one thing that you would like to publicize about Salt Lake City?
The temples. Temple Square. Mm. I don't care if you're a member of the church or not a member of the church. Those are wonderful places to go visit.
Yeah, it is beautiful. They don't say anything.
I'm sorry, Debbie.
They don't say anything about that in this ranking at all.
No. And when you're coming northbound on Redwood Road, you come right out of Utah County, there's this one spot. You can see three temples in one panoramic view. You go to Ochre, Jordan River, and Draper. And it's easy to see at night because their lights are on. And there's nowhere in the world you can do that. But my point being is that, you know, like I said, you've got to remember there's a famous person that once said, This is the place.
Yeah, this is the place. That's why we shouldn't tell anybody about it. This is my biggest problem, though. I know what we have to offer. I love Utah. I will never leave this place. But we get sucked into it. There's a certain validation. We want other people to tell us how pretty we are. Like, you're totally pretty. We should be comfortable enough with who we are that we don't need niche.com to tell us that we're pretty.
801-575-TALK. Taking your calls right now about what you love about Salt Lake City after this survey came out. Put us at 48. Dave says it shouldn't matter. Doesn't matter. It's what we think, not what the rest of the world thinks about Salt Lake City. I just think that this survey, not so much the ranking, but they just missed the mark altogether. It's like they didn't even bother to call anybody here. Maybe they did. Maybe they, you know, visited here and they looked around and they
gave us the 48 ranking because we have got good public schools that are well liked, and we have buzzing nightlife, and we have restaurants and bars. We have the Jazz, which is great. I love the fact that we have a professional franchise here, and we've got this Real Housewives franchise. But I think they missed the boat on these surveys, and this is where they come up short for me. We have amazing outdoor recreation opportunities for everybody.
Debbie, world-renowned people travel from all over the world to come to Utah, whether it's the ski slopes and the amazing canyons up north or the Red Rock down south.
We have fishing year-round, if you like ice fishing. You can fish in the summer. We have boating. We have, it seems like, millions of people who now own paddle boards. And so you don't need to have a motorized vehicle to put on the water. You can paddle board. And there's tons of reservoirs within driving distance to put your boat or your paddle board on. We have incredible hiking for all shapes and sizes and abilities.
How about 5 national parks?
That's it?
I mean, top that,
baby.
No,
it's incredible.
5 national parks.
And you don't have to go inside the national park to see, right, to wait in the lines to get some of the beautiful views. I mean, there's some great areas right around those national parks that you can get into and hike as well. So I think they absolutely missed the payday on this. This is, look, you were born and raised here, Dave. You say you're never leaving. I am not a native of Utah. I was born somewhere else. I was born out of this state, and I was brought here for a job, and I was planning on spending 3 years. I let it be known in 1990 when I moved here, I would be in Salt Lake City in the television market as a reporter for no more than 3 years, and then I was going to be off to L.A. It's been 32 years, and you know why I don't leave? Turn around and look east. The Wasatch Front, those mountains, they're incredible. So many opportunities. So this is what made me so upset about this survey, if upset's the right word. Just bugs me that we don't get our due to the rest of the nation. Well, like you said, I mean, not only that, we hosted the Olympics in 2002, and we're looking at getting them back in 2030 or 2034.
This was straight up written by, you know, some intern that had spent like a long weekend in Utah. They're like, oh no, man, there's great buzzing nightlife. If you describe Utah as great buzzing nightlife, you've never been here. First of all, go ahead and ask any NBA player. That's not why they love Utah.
Maria Chaleos is standing by. She's got an update. There's been apparently a lawsuit that's been filed by Gabby Petito's family against the Moab Police Department. She'll tell us more about that.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.